Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CP Show, where it's about having conversation on a variety of subjects. So sit back and relax, chat, or feel free to call in. So let's share some knowledge and wisdom. Enjoy the journey. Welcome to the CP Show. I'm your host, CP. On today's topic, was something I just kind of happened to think about as a possibly interesting type of subject, being it Black History Month and being it the 21st century. And it seems to be what some people would say, some type of division or possibly strife between what this topic is about, or should I say a percentage of African Americans and a percentage of Africans. Let me say this again. It seems to be, and that really is determined also by who you talk to, that also sees what seems to be a type of, or somewhat of a little bit of strife, a little bit of division between African Americans and Africans. Well, see, the thing about it was, not really quite positive or negative. It just is. It seems to be that, well, before I go into that particular part of the story or the topic at hand, being this is a CP show, it is about talking about a variety of different subjects. And it's about that sharing of the wisdom and knowledge, because you would think one of the foundations of part of living, it's about sharing the knowledge and sharing wisdom with one another, to learn from one another, to grow, to become, you know, the type of personnel that we can become. And so I started thinking about, there's a biblical text in Proverbs 8, Scripture 11. Proverbs 8, chapter the 11th, Scripture. It basically says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Let me repeat that. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired and all the things that may be, For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Nothing to be compared to getting some type of wisdom. Very powerful. And so, I guess getting back to the particular topic, it does seem to be some type of division between a percentage of African Americans and a percentage of Africans. And some people say, oh, what do you mean by that? Well, exactly, that's what it means. I remember, well, should I say, there was a documentary that I was looking at sometime before in the past. I can't tell you the name of the documentary movie. I can't even tell you all the different things within this particular documentary. But it was talking about something within parts of Africa. And they had this one particular guy was saying that he had been told, now get this, he was like he had been told that the African Americans, that the African Americans that he had been told really didn't care any too much about the various problems that are going on within the African continent. I'm like, wow. Now, here it is. Now, somebody was telling him that, you know, starting division in that particular area, which is a whole new different type of topic. And the thing about it, if somebody is continuously telling somebody from the various parts of the ancient continent of Africa, which for some people already know this and some people don't, is one of the actual names to the African continent by the name. Some people would say historically it was called Akabalon. And then some personnel would say historically it also was called Ethiopia. And just like the thing about Egypt, it was saying that, you know, the other actual historical name to Egypt was is also Kemet. And so the thing about it is that it's always something about personnel trying to reword various parts of historical history and provide other personnel various parts of division, which really is hurtful in the big picture because it should be about sharing knowledge and letting people know of the various types of things that, say, within the ancient continent of Africa has and the various type of things that African Americans have done and continue to keep doing. But, again, you know, I guess it's very difficult these days and times to be able to just sit back and just talk to each other and one another and just kind of grow and learn from one another and stop having so much segregation type of mentality for a percentage of personnel. But, again, that's a neither here nor there type of conversation. The topic at hand is African-Americans and Africans. And so one is this other particular documentary I was taking a look at, and it was very interesting because this is way after apartheid, which was supposed to be formerly, I think, ended around the early 1990s. And here it is almost 25-something plus years later. And, see, 1994, 2004, 2014, so a little bit past 20-something years, which is barely any time ago that horrible situation with apartheid was going on for decades, destroying families all over the place. You're talking about segregation, various type of political situations going on. It's horrible things. But for some reason that there is still a percentage of, some people say some of the African counterparts, a percentage of African counterparts, that some of them still do not look at African Americans as Africans, if some of the ones that choose to say that they're Africans that live in America. Not from the African counterpart that has moved to America, but from the removal of the Africans that were removed from the continent of Africa to the country of America, then through generations became, I guess you would say, American Africans or to that effect. But there's still a division even on that part. You got personnel, as I said, percentage of some personnel from the African continent that would tell some black folks that, wait a minute, you're not African. And then you have some other personnel from, you know, African Americans saying Africans. Well, who do you think you are then? Because without African Americans through generation, well, some Africans would not have the opportunities that a percentage of Africans have in coming to America if the African American personnel would have not went through all the horrible things and the discrimination and the oppression, those type of heinous-based things that happen to the African-American personnel. So there's always this strife that continuously goes on. It's like, wow, will that ever end, that particular strife? Because then you have some people that say, oh, there's not really that much strife. You know, if one says so, well, because logical states that there is a type of strife, depending on who you talk to. Because think about even with, say, within the culture of, say, a percentage of African-Americans, you know, and in Africans, you still got, again, this division of going back and forth with one another. You know, even within African-American culture, there's still this division of saying, wait a minute, we're not Africans. Well, I was born in America. hold on for a second. Then another person will say, wait a minute for a second. Well, I am African American. Well, then another personnel will say, no. Well, we are American Africans. No. Then some other personnel will say, wait a minute for a second. No, I am Moorish. And so the thing about it is always something of a division that seems to be going on. And so, but what's really, it's not even 2% hilarious on that type of division, because again, in the bigger picture, you know, comparably to, you know, various other cultures out there that may have, that utilize various types of cultural names, but in the big picture, then that culture or culture still stick to one another in a bigger picture as a culture. If they say, well, they are this particular culture, and they say, no, we're this particular culture, and they say, well, we're another particular culture. Well, still within that culture, it may have three different type of names or four different names, but in the bigger picture, that culture or cultures still stick to each other. And that seems to be somewhat of a problem within percentage of African-American culture. It's still this type of division. I mean, you still got personnel that still, become like, well, I'm educated. I have this degree. I have this car. I stay in this house. Well, I went to college at this university. I reside in this housing development over here in this very nice neighborhood. I mean, and you got the other personnel, they may not have necessarily formal-based education. Sometimes look upon other personnel that may have a good formal-based education and call them, some of them, sellouts. So there's always this division that continuously keep going on, which is still not a really decent conversation going on between a percentage of African Americans to try to hammer out these totally illogical differences in the bigger picture, which makes no difference. But back to the subject at hand relating to this, what some people say there is a little bit of a strife between African Americans and Africans. I mean, my goodness gracious, it is really heinous that you have this slightly or somewhat of a division or enough of the division between African-Americans and Africans, and still the discussion is still really not being talked about in the bigger picture. And being Black History Month, that it is imperative and very important to the African-Americans and Africans to redevelop an understanding of one another, because it is like a symbiosis effect. Because when the percentage of Africans were removed from the African continent and removed throughout various parts of the globe, specifically relating to America and parts of South America and other different areas, especially going back to the America part, is that through generations of horrible things that happened to a lot of African Americans by a lot of type of racism and prejudice and discriminatory practices and various types of situations that were just very heinous, well, you know, that the culture could have just kind of disappeared basically. But through, I guess, through determination and bravery and that wanting to, survive, that the culture is still surviving, or some people would say kind of more or less existing, not necessarily surviving in the way that it should in the big picture. But the point is now, without the African Americans, some people would say, then again, there wouldn't be a lot of different type of opportunities, again, for a percentage of the Africans that are able to come to the American continent. And some people would say before, too, that they've, you know, talked to some African personnel that would relate that how some would be taught that they should not really associate with African Americans. I mean, that's just very heinous. And it's like, wow, wait a minute, you're gonna tell a percentage of Africans do not sit there and talk with and converse or conversate with African Americans because of, you know, whatever negative stereotypes. And it's like, okay, when it's like, wow, somebody will need to tell that percentage of personnel, from that ancient Africa, well, actually, let me phrase it, not ancient continent, but more present day, that there are people that love to divide African Americans and Africans. And again, this is just more or less trying to share knowledge or share some wisdom. It's not about trying to continue the division. It's about learning. You know, the African Americans and Africans should be learning from one another and sharing the wisdom and sharing the knowledge with one another. The African Americans, for some who want to understand a little bit more about the African continent, and there should be more conversation from the, some of our African counterparts that want to understand more about the African American experiences that continues to go on that situation. And because that is not, that is a heinous-based game to continue with the division that is going on right now with the percentage of African Americans and Africans. And, you know, there are some people that, you know, from percentage of African Americans that some would say, well, you know, well, we are all Africans. Well, the point is that might be true to a certain point for personnel who want to say that, but at the same time, the discussion is still not being discussed of what are you going to say to a percentage of Africans from the continent that still, that to this day, a percentage of Africans are saying that African Americans are not Africans. You see that division and see the non-logical part of that. So in one minute, one side, if personnel are saying, well, yes, African Americans are Africans and they shouldn't be calling themselves African Americans, they shouldn't be calling themselves Moorish, they are Africans. Well, but the conversation, again, needs to be going toward some of the Africans that do not want to sit there and associate with African Americans. See, that's what one of the divisions that still continues to happen on that. And if you look at within the country, if you ask some personnel, hey, how many times have you seen a African with an African-American person? How many times have you seen Africans and African-American personnel getting together to discuss positive-based things and learn from one another? Very rarely. Let me say this again. How many times have personnel seen African-Americans and Africans together? Just say even relationships. Very rarely. I mean, think about how that sounds. Rarely do you really see African-Americans together with African personnel in relationships. Something is very wrong with that picture. And it's about, you know, to whom you love. But for it to be such a lack of relationships between African-Americans and Africans, something is very wrong with that picture. And so the thing about it, it's just about, again, learning from one another, learning the wisdom, and sharing African-American culture, and sharing African culture to one another and learning. But before I continue a little bit more about this topic, let me go to a little bit of intermission. Welcome back to the CP Show. Today's topic is African Americans and Africans. And basically, is there a type of strife between a percentage of African Americans and a percentage of Africans toward one another? I guess that is determined by who you ask. On one side, there will be quite a number of personnel that would say, wait a minute for a second, as far as the percentage of African Americans, that would say, yes, there is a division between us and some percentage of the African personnel. And there will be a percentage of Africans that would say, yes, there is a division between Africans and African Americans. You remember that story I was saying earlier about that documentary, about that one particular guy, and I'm sure some other from personnel were saying that too. But on that particular part of the documentary, when that one guy was saying that he didn't feel that African American, he felt that he was taught, basically taught, that African Americans didn't care anything about the African continent. Now, again, that would be very insulting to some African American personnel that do study, that percentage of African Americans that do study a lot of African history and a lot of African spirituality, and understand that is the basic, that is the foundation of a lot of different things in itself. And to say that situation is just lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom. I mean, that's what it comes down to it, that lack of knowledge and the lack of wisdom. And then you have some African-American personnel, some would say that, well, one of the problems also is that there's a percentage of African-Americans that still don't quite understand that the power of the ancient African continent and relating to the ancient African history. And so those things are not really taught in school and various types of colleges about the ancient African continent. And so that's that continuous based division. And maybe somewhere in the near future, maybe so, maybe not, there will be more discussions between African Americans and Africans. Because both places have had a continuous base, just heinous-based things put upon them. I mean, for some people look at, say, African-Americans are continually to be oppressed, discriminatory, directly, indirectly, subconsciously, and consciously. Some people also say, look at a lot of parts in the African continent. There are still a lot of different heinous things going on to, you know, men, women, and children in the African continent, directly, indirectly, subconsciously, and consciously. And so the thing about it, there is so much knowledge and wisdom that is not being shared. And one of the other truly things that is really, should I say, just very simply, very messed up, is that, again, it should be about sharing one another's culture. And it is a shame that there are other cultures who have not been taught the historical significance of the ancient African continent. And there are other cultures who have not been taught and shown the magnificence of the African American history. And so that type of lack of teaching some other cultures also hurts personnel within the mindset, because it's like that literally and probably figuratively, I guess how you want to, I guess depending on how or who you talk to on that, is that if there are other cultures who look at Africans, a percentage of Africans, as some type of stereotypical version of in cartoons or movies because they have not been taught the actual African continent history, well, that continues, that stereotype continues to keep happening. And also, if that cultures have not been taught all the various type of contributions, that might be another particular topic, the contributions and other parts of, just slight parts of the African-American history, just talking about a small piece of that, is of magnificent value to other cultures. Because, again, without a lot of things that some people say, without a lot of things that African-Americans have had to go through, like the Emancipation Proclamation, you have to ask yourself, you know, what other culture or cultures had to have an Emancipation Proclamation, or what other culture or cultures had to have the various types of civil rights. So a lot of those things, if it wasn't for those things that African-American personnel had to go through, well, then some people say there are various other personnel that wouldn't have, the benefits to be able to utilize various things in the present moment for without what African-Americans had to go through. And so I guess it's a hurtful thing that the division that is there, the division that is still there, that is still not talked about, and some people act like it's not there. It's just like, you know, getting close to closing on a CP show. There was another documentary, some to the point I was looking at, and how this particular person, I forget what part of Africa they were talking about. I think it was somewhere in South Africa. I think it was certain parts of South Africa that they were. The person was talking about apartheid, and so they were doing a story and how they were going to this particular area I think, again, in South Africa. And I don't remember the community name that they called it. And the person from the black African personnel was like, well, this is the 21st century. You know, could I not stay in your community? And then the person saying, no, you could not do that because, you know, we want our own communities away from the black Africans. And so the black African was like, why? I mean, that really makes no sense. And so the person in that other community was like, the non-black African was like, well, we don't want really Africans around because, you know, there might be some complaining and different things like that. So we want our own community. And the whole point, it was just a reminder, you know, apartheid was early 1990s, and, you know, this was like this year or last year or something like a couple of years ago, this part of a documentary. And it was just a reminder how, wait a minute, there is devastatingly type of segregation still going on within Africa, just like some of the things still going on within the African-American community. Because you still have some of the personnel, a percentage of personnel that have a certain type of education that look down upon certain other African-Americans who may not have necessarily a certain type of formal education. You have the personnel, again, a percentage of African-Americans, say maybe without a certain type of formal education, who look at some of the ones that have a certain type of formal education and, again, may say, oh, they're just sellouts. Oh, they think because they have a nice car and a nice house or a nice place or they have a nice business or they have a nice type of career, oh, who do they think they are? So you got that division going on. And so now then you got also one of the topics that is still really not talked about relating to the African-American youth. And so they pay the price for that situation because a percentage of the African-American youth still have no idea about the African-American history because those things are still really not taught in classes. So like anything else, like any other cultures, you know, you know, it's beneficial to, you know, learn about your own different type of culture. And so hopefully some of these things within on the CP show that I talked about was of interest, hopefully so, because the topic of, you know, the African-Americans and Africans is a very, very, very deep type of topic that hopefully will be discussed between the two cultures and come to some type of redevelopment and understanding of one another. And instead of just guessing, because think about it, Africa is an ancient continent, and I guess at the present moment, some things I guess obviously can change, but I think presently it's over like 50-plus countries. Over 50-plus countries within Africa now, you know, and some other different territories and some other different non-recognized territories. So, but for right now, I think it's over 50-some countries. And so the thing about it, it's like, no, you can't – there are parts of various parts of the country of Africa where, I mean, does a personnel from East Africa recognize other personnel from West Africa? Does some personnel from North Africa? Does some personnel from parts of North Africa recognize a lot of parts from South Africa? Is there a difference? Of course there's a difference. The common threat is under the umbrella of Africa, the continent of Africa, even though, you know, for people who know that, that's not even the name, you know, again, that I was called before. That is of Roman origin. And so the thing about it is that there is a difference. There is a difference on that situation. And so I say to you that it's like within African-American culture, there are all types of differences. Well, it's not as much difference probably between the African-American culture relating to overall because of the one-drop rule that had been going on for so long. But the point is there's a difference between that ancient African continent and the various personnel within the east part of Africa, the west parts of Africa, the north part of Africa, and the south part of Africa. Different languages, different ethnicities, different type of linguistic languages. And so there is a difference on that situation. So to think about, hopefully, that there will be more of an understanding between the African-Americans and the Africans. I do thank you for tuning in to the CP show.